Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi there and welcome to the post-match reaction from Ibrox, presented by This Is Ibrox, where Rangers in an outstanding performance have gone 5 points clear top of the league for today with 5 goals. I'm joined by Ross Chalmers. I think it's fair to say we enjoyed that one, Ross. What was your overall thoughts on that game?
Five star performance, wasn't it? That was too easy. Yeah, I thought from minute 1 to 90, to be honest with you, I think Rangers were superb today. Really came out with the intensity at the start of the game, which I think you need in these big games. And Hearts just weren't able to match it for the full 90 minutes. I just thought the team, from start to finish, were superb. Each to a man as well. They were all really, really up for this today. So, yeah, it was actually a real pleasure to be here today to watch it. It's one of those performances you'll probably look back on at the end of the season, hopefully with the trophy at the end of it, to say, you know, that was the start, that was a real statement victory. So yeah, absolutely buzzing to be here.
Yeah, that's the exact words. We needed a statement win today against the informed team in the league. That's all we'd heard about before this. You know, they've in the last 10 games they've got more points than us, and you're just like, fair enough, but not today they don't. So listen, we'll get into the game, Ross. I just want to talk about the opening 2 minutes before Diomande scored. That was, what a start that was. I think I was going to have to take some medication for my heart, man, at the rate that was going at. But yeah, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I think you knew that Rangers were going to come out flying today because of the atmosphere. You know, we should say that it was electric in here. And again, I've said this a couple of times at Ibrox lately, you have to give a lot of credit to the fans at the moment. The players are definitely responding to it, and I think right at the start of the game, both sides of the fence were really pushing each other on. Mm-hmm. The players really responded to the fans, and the fans were giving everything they could for the players, and I just thought it was such a good start. I said to you before the game in the media room here that I felt that Hearts' mindset was an interesting one today. This is a Hearts side coming here. They didn't have to win this game. They're comfortable in third place, and I thought, are they going to have enough to match Rangers, the intensity required to stop Rangers? Because I thought Hearts were really going to have to match us man for man today to get a result. And it turns out they didn't have it. So, yeah, I thought the start was really, really important for the game. It's always really important in these types of games, I think, to start fast. And Hearts couldn't cope with it. And we've got to say credit to Rangers, because we've seen it in the past where they might start well, but they'll drift off. They didn't today. They went for it. And Hearts have been in the end of a battering, which we have said has been coming.
Somebody's due, yeah.
Yeah, we've been saying for a while the way that Rangers have been playing under Philippe Clement. They've been starting to build. And I think today, I'm not surprised to see that bar, and I did think we were going to get a comfortable victory today. As comfortable as that, probably not. But yeah, it was a superb performance, and the intensity at the start really, really helped us.
Yeah, that's it. I think I said in Wednesday's pod, I'm saying more, it's a routine win, but I'm not used to that. As I said, such a dominant display and comfortable, and certainly some we'll come on to talk about later. But listen, the man of the moment, Mohamed Diomande, 2 goals, 2 games. I think he's been told to shoot from outside the box, perhaps. I think maybe some of the players in that team have also been told to shoot outside the box. That's a stat I'll definitely be looking at tonight, is how many shots we had from outside the box. But it's another just brilliant finish and just totally settled the crowd. And yes, I'm going to use that word. It got this synergy going between, and this, on the roof could have blown off here.
Yeah, it definitely could have. I think I think that's something that was said about Mohamed Diamandé before he signed, in terms of he is willing to take a strike from outside the box. We've seen that in the analysis about him when he signed from Norshaland. So I'm maybe not surprised to see him shooting, but maybe as often as he is. And what I thought was really interesting today was it came onto him on his right side, and you could see the Hearts defenders pressing him to make sure he couldn't rifle it with his right. Of course, we've seen that last week in Perth, but he just shifts it back onto his left, and it's such a good finish. Like, Xander Clark has got no chance. So this is something I think a lot of the fans have been asking for a long time, to see Rangers take some shots from the edge of the box. Of course, it's not a sustainable way to play, constantly cracking shots off, but if you are a team setting up to sit in a low block, if teams are peppering you with shots constantly, you don't really know whether to press or whether to sit.
Yep.
And we've seen that as well from Rangers have runners off of shots as well. So if the ball isn't going into the back of the net, you've got people pushing the goalkeeper waiting for a rebound. So it's definitely something that Clement has really drilled into this team. And again, we get our rewards for it today. It's a superb finish from Diamandé as well. And I'll just say on him right now, because I'm not sure how much time we'll have to, what a gem of a player we signed. I mean, he looks like the type of player we wanted to see come in the summer under the previous manager, Michael Beale. This looks like a midfielder that will take us to the next level. And he just looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's very, very early days, but 4.3 million looks like a bit of a snap.
Yeah.
So there we go. We're hitting all the cliches and buzzwords on this pod today. The next sort of phase of play at Rangers, well, they're fairly comfortable, competent on the ball, passing it about, some nice attacks. But then maybe around 32, 33 minutes, Hearts had a sort of 5-minute spell. I wouldn't say I was worried, but you could see, you know, sense the frustration in the crowd that Rangers hadn't seen more of the ball. We were talking about it, and then Rangers get a counter-attack, and it's 2-0. For me, it was a really, really good ball. Sterling winning it back. I think I made a joke to you. He was cutting about in his flip-flops after the game. I think that was the same shoes that he was wearing when he was playing that game. Won the ball back, cuts it back to Tom Lawrence. Tom Lawrence, and I think Dessers leaves this for Cortez to score, and it's just such a lovely cultured finish by Cortez to make it 2-0 at that point.
Yeah, I think we were speaking on the gantry at that point. Hearts did have a good spell in the game, but what I will say under Philippe Clement, this Rangers side, is they're really set up to deal with transitions, in terms of whether they lose the ball or whether they gain the ball, they are set up to deal with it. I thought they looked comfortable when Hearts won the ball in any area of the park today, and I said to you literally 2 minutes before, I'm not really bothered if Hearts have a spell, because I trust Rangers once they get it to capitalise on it, and you've seen that straight away. I think it's Sterling that wins the ball, he plays it through to Tom Lawrence. Again, Tom Lawrence today I thought was superb, but what we've not seen lately with the Rangers players, or before this manager, should I say, was players lifting their head and cutting the ball back. Now, that may have been one that we usually smash across the box, but actually he's picked the ball out. I'm not sure if Dessers left it, to be honest with you. It might have went behind him, but I actually received a text from one of my friends during the game saying that finish from Cortez end is exactly what we've wanted to see from our wingers that we haven't seen lately. It's such a composed finish. I actually had a little bit of PTSD when I was watching it when he ran up to it, because I thought, he's just going to sky it, isn't he? Because I've seen it. I've seen it quite a few times, but you have to give credit to Oscar Cortez. He gets his head over the ball. Really, really good finish again. And Rangers, they deserved a lot more at that point, to be honest with you. 2-0 flattered Hearts, I think.
Yeah, it really, really did. The next action point we'll come on to talk about is just before half-time, exactly what we were needing and exactly what the performance deserved. It was a third goal by Dessers the Destroyer, as I'm now calling him. That's him. Last,
don't know if that one's going to stick.
It's like Bat Dan. I'm going to try for it. All right. But yeah, it was a interesting enough. A cross from John Souter, which I thought was one of the best crosses of the whole game, just to find a man at the back post. And for me, okay, yes, I know that he misses a lot of chances, but this was one of the more difficult ones, and he took it, and it was a really good finish to make it 3-0 just before half-time.
Yeah, I think the offside flag might have saved Cyril Dessers quite a few times today in situations where he probably should have finished it. Yeah, I think again, yeah, like you said, with Souter, it's a great ball in, but something that Cyril Dessers does have, he's got really good movement. I think sometimes he struggles to maybe hold his run and he gets caught offside too many times, but he does have really good movement, and he always seems to get opportunities in this Rangers side. I think I understand that as fans it's very frustrating when your striker's getting chances and he's not capitalising on them, but in a strange way it kind of encourages me that he continues to get a lot of chances, because it shows me that he's putting himself in the right areas. There was one in the first half as well where he won the ball in his own half, and he drove all the way into the box, checked back onto his left foot, and it's a good save from Clark. So he's really digging in at the moment. He's really, I think Fabio Silva, that signing in terms of coming in and probably being a striker, is pushing him on, which is really good.
Yep.
And I think you're starting to see a lot more from Dessers now. And look, he's getting goals. That's what we want. There was a certain Lauren Shankland on the other side today. And maybe Cyril Dessers looked at it and go, I've got a point to prove. There's a guy on the other side that this club were linked with all through the January transfer window. I want to show that I'm the guy. I'm the guy that can score the goals. So, yeah, I'm really happy for him again. Of course, we'll probably come on to his goal in the second half. But yeah, he earned that one in the first half, and Rangers deserve to be in 3-0 at half-time.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. It was a really good goal, and all that Rangers deserved at that point. Rangers come out the second half, and it's another really intense start to the second half. It looked like Hearts didn't think it was coming. I don't know why they didn't think it was coming, because everybody in the stadium thought it was. And this goal, for the fourth goal, it was a... All the goals we scored today were very, very different goals. This one was a bit more scrappy. Again, the purists will say that he should have had it, you know, scored the first shot, maybe his second shot, but the third time, for me, that, as long as it goes in, I don't care how it goes in. But it just shows a variety in the different ways that Rangers were able to score today.
Yeah, there's a lot of variation in Rangers' play at the moment. They're willing to go direct if they need to. They're willing to play it from the back if they need to. I think it's maybe not about the goal, but I think Rangers off the ball under Philippe Clement are just night and day compared to what they were under Michael Beale at the beginning of the season. They really understand when they should press the opposition. I know that's not really related to the fourth goal, right? But that was in my mind there when you're talking about the variety. Rangers they have a really good understanding under the manager when to do certain things, when to not do certain things. And look, it is a bit of a scrappy goal, but I think it was actually a really good time to score because, you know, like, the game's probably dead at 3-0 at half-time, let's be honest with you. Hearts made a change. They made a change of shape at half-time to maybe just try and get a footing in the game. I think that killed all of Hearts' momentum completely if the first half didn't. So, look, scrappy goal, but I agree with you. If Dessers is smashing it in the back of the net at the end of it, I don't really care how the ball goes in the back of the net. And seeing a title race, it doesn't matter. You just win the games. You're not going to win every single game like we have today as convincing. Mm-hmm. But see, when you can go out and put a performance like that and score a lot of goals, do it. And I really don't care how the ball hits the back of the net.
Yeah, no, that's it. Next action point we'll come on to around 66 minutes. The ball's won in the midfield. By this point, Fabio Silva's on the pitch. I should add that. And I thought this was a really, really good pass from Lundstrom. Something that we maybe don't see an awful lot of is through balls. That Y, if you're on the Xbox, through ball on FIFA into the
really trying to relate to the kids here, aren't
you? Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what we've been told. But yeah, it was a super finish, and Fabio Silva, it's just another cultured finish is the word that I want to use for that. Just picked his spot and really impressed with him when he came on.
Yeah, really good pass, good movement again from Silva, which I think is what you want from strikers in that area. I know he came on at number 10 today, but I thought again his movement is dropping in when he needs to, but he makes a run off the defender at that point. And yeah, it's a really good finish. That's not an easy finish.
No.
And he smashes that into the right-hand corner. I loved his celebration as well, where he'd done every single celebration he put with Bosley to think of. I think he'd done tabs at one point with the baseball bat and things like that. So, yeah, look, again, another really good goal. Honestly, we have to say that. And Fabio Silva and Dessers both scoring goals. That's exactly what we want. Yeah. Everyone was screaming for a striker in January. These two are showing us that maybe we didn't need that striker, and these two can deliver the goals that we need for this title.
That's it. I think he needs an interview around Kelvin Grove Park every week if he's going to score goals like that, to be honest with you. But look, Ross, let's come on to some specific performances there. A player that I certainly identified in that first half, who I was really impressed with, got an assist, was Tom Lawrence. That's a role that I don't want to say it's not familiar with playing, but it's certainly not a role that I expected him to be playing when we signed him initially. But he's just... I think it's his speed and his directness. Really, really... He was key to a lot of our attack and play today.
Yeah, I think when Tom Lawrence gets possession of the ball, he's always looking to play forward. It's not really in his characteristics to try and play backwards or simple passes. He's always looking to make that pass to split open with defence. And look, he's going to give the ball away quite a few times. But that's the type of player I want in that position. Someone that is going to take risks. He's going to try things. And yeah, I think you're right to pick him out today. I thought he was really, really good. You're coming into a side where, you're right, he's been playing deeper lately. Cantwell's obviously out injured for a spell now. And he came in today and he showed that he can play that role. He can fulfil it. And it's big shoes to fill at the moment because Todd Cantwell's probably been our best player over the last couple of months. So
yeah, agreed.
Look, really, really happy for him. Of course, he's had a few injury problems lately, and it looks like he's coming back strong from it. And they're managing to keep him fit because the manager's managing him well. So, yeah, really, really good performance again.
And just lastly, before I come on to man of the match, Diomande and Cortez, obviously we brought them in the January transfer window, both of them getting goals today. It's just, it's very un-Rangers-like for us to get signings and for them to adapt and to be up to speed almost straight away, especially given that Diomande hadn't played for, was it November or something like that, and Cortez only had about 40, 45 minutes of football the whole season. Mm-hmm. But you just can't really tell that, can't you not?
No, they both look sharp to me. I think when Oscar Cortez, off that left-hand side, he looked really, really good. And Diomande, again, in the midfield, he looked sharp. For someone that's not really played, like you said, since November, mm-hmm. I think they've both slotted in really, really well. Mm-hmm. Diomande's definitely got a shout for man of the match today with his goal. Cortez as well, it's a really good finish. So, yeah, look, both January signings are making an impact, which is exactly what you want from that kind of window, don't you? You want any players coming in January to hit the ground running. That's what that type of transfer window's for. Mm-hmm. So both of them have been fantastic, and credit to the recruitment team for that, because they're kind of unknowns. Rangers fans didn't really know a lot about them, and they came in and they look ready to go. They are well good enough. That's a terrible term.
All right,
they are good enough to play in this Rangers team now, right now, and they're both young players, but clearly they've got the ability. So I'm looking forward to seeing more of them, and I think they're going to be big parts of this moving forward.
That's it. We've heard before that only want starters in, and then the people that we've brought in, have not been starters.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got one last point I do want to touch on before man of the match, and that is the atmosphere in here. Saturday, 3:00, Ibrox kickoff in the league against arguably the in-form team in the league at the minute. Yeah. How good was it in here from minute one?
Yeah, the fans deserve a lot of credit today. It's one of those games, actually, that we're really privileged to be sitting here in the gantry covering the game for this as Ibrox, but it's one of those games you'd love to be in your own seat as well, your season
ticket, because
you just want to be involved in it. Of course, the atmosphere around us is fantastic as well, but it is one of those games you love being in the stands. So again, yeah, look, I thought the fans were absolutely fantastic again today. They have a real understanding that they can make a difference in this title race. Mm-hmm. Domestic football, we've said before that sometimes you don't get the same atmosphere as a European night, but the fans are doing their bit to try and create the atmosphere like a European night. So look, they deserve a huge amount of credit. The players deserve credit as well, of course they do. They've been fantastic through this run, but the fans really, really are going to play a big part in this moving forward, especially at Ibrox. You know, if I'm the team across the city at the moment, and I'm looking at, I do not want to come and play here in this atmosphere. The fans are really making it hostile, and that's exactly what you want.
Yeah, it's brilliant, and especially that from the end there. That was a nice wee touch from the Union Bears. They unfurled a banner as the players were going round the pitch with just one word on it, and it was together. And that is the way I think everybody feels at the minute. But listen, I've teased it for about the past 10 minutes. Who was your man of the match today?
Do you know what? I've actually not thought about this.
Yes. It's difficult, isn't it?
It is difficult because I thought everyone was really, really good today. There's two in my mind, probably. Ridvan Yilmaz, I thought, was very good today. He maybe won't get the shout for man of the match because he is playing at left back and you've won 5-0, but I thought he was really, really good. The times driving inside, making passes when he should.
Won every header.
And it was something that Hearts targeted again, wasn't it? So he's definitely someone I'd like to pick out. I think the other one for me would probably be Mohamed Diomande again.
Fair.
I thought he looked really, really good in midfield again. I just love a left-footed midfielder. I don't know what it is about a left-footed midfielder, but they always look maybe better than they are. But yeah, look, I thought he was great again. I'm going to give it to Diomande, but I'd like to give another shout-out to John Lundstrom.
Yeah.
Again, you know, he might not be impacting Rangers in the final third every single time, but that is a real leader in this team now, which is something we've wanted for a long time. And I think we've all felt that is in John Lundstrom's makeup to be a leader. Mm-hmm. And I think Philippe Clement has recognised that really quickly when he's came in the door. And I love watching him right now. There was a one point just at the end where Cammy Devlin is potentially getting a ball in the corner for Hearts, and John Lundstrom busts a gut to get there, and he pushes him out the way, and Rangers win the goal kick, and that's it, 5-0. You could easily just let that ball run out and maybe shape up and take Devon on 1v1, but he didn't. I just love it. That's exactly what I want in a Rangers midfielder, and he's showing everything right now. But I will give it to Diomande because, again, great finish, and I just thought all round in that midfield he was really, really good.
Yeah, it's hard to disagree with you there. I thought Diomande was... He was very impressive. Imperious in that midfield is the word that I would use, controlling it. I think I'm going to stick with the sponsors and give it to Dessers, purely because I find it so hard to differentiate between everyone's performances, and he scored two goals today. So it's not very often I get to give a man of the match to Cyril Dessers, so I'm going to do it after he's scored the double. But listen, that just about wraps it up. Ross, it's been an absolutely thoroughly enjoyable evening, I think it's safe to say here, and I think we're going to have another good evening tonight. But everybody, catch up with us on Sunday. We'll be back then with Scott Patterson, so make sure you check that out, and we'll see you then. Take care. Goodbye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.